WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday on competing cable networks, two veteran performers have specials that, among other things, showcase their best-selling album hits from earlier decades. In an intimate Disney Channel special, James Taylor plays old and new songs. On Showtime, there's a solo stage performance from Bob Newhart.
I know some of you know these routines by heart, but it throws me off to watch your lips move along with mine as I'm doing it.
If I had been in the audience that night, I probably would have been mouthing right along. In the early 60s, when I was a kid, I must have played The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart more than any other album, at least until the Beatles came along. Our record player was so cheap then, it would wear out the grooves of records we played a lot, and I used to have to stick a penny or a nickel on the tone arm to weigh it down and keep it from popping out. With Bob Newhart's comedy album, I had to use about 85 cents. So to me, and to other longtime Newhart fans, the news of his first full-length stand-up act in 25 years, doing his classic routines, is a genuine big deal. I remember every line. What's more important, so does he. And people who know him only from TV's The Bob Newhart Show in Newhart are going to be impressed all over again. Yet the times have changed, and that makes some of Newhart's old material even more interesting. His piece where the ad agency executive gives campaign advice to Abe Lincoln seemed goofy back then. But today, with every candidate surrounded by handlers and spin doctors, it seems perfectly appropriate. On the other hand, Newhart's classic driving instructor skit is greeted by a slightly different reception in the 90s. But Newhart handles it beautifully.
You're going to have to picture, if you will, this is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. Oh, I heard a little murmur. All right, you... The women in the audience, you feel that this is a sexist routine because it's a woman driving? It was certainly never my intention when I wrote this and performed it 31 years ago. Mrs. Webb is one of my dearest friends, but if some of you find it offensive, it does not have to be a woman driver. I will make it a... I'll make it a Chinese driver. Xiao Ding Old Toy New Guy. Me, Bao Zhou Hai Yu. Now I can do 8 more minutes of this, or I can make it a woman driver.
Newhart's routines are still very funny after all these years. As proof, here's a quick taste of a routine where a bomb diffusing expert talks by telephone to his man in the field.
Yeah, well, toward the end of it, there's a plate. Do you see the plate held on by 4 screws? Yeah, now, the manual says those screws should be carefully removed with an LT-109 screwdriver with a plastic handle and a demagnetized head. You don't have one, huh, Willard? Well, I'll use a dime then, Willard.
Over on the Disney Channel, the James Taylor Going Home special is a program that, in shorter form, appeared earlier this season on VH1. Taylor and his band set up in a reconverted barn on Martha's Vineyard and run through an hour of old and new material. There are no overdubs. Everybody's there singing and playing at the same time, and the atmosphere is really loose. Taylor plays more than half the songs from his new album, New Moonshine, as well as putting new spins on some old early 70s classics.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans we made put an end to you.
James Taylor Going Home, like Bob Newhart Off the Record, could work just as well on the radio. But it's nice to see these guys strutting their stuff on TV. They were talented then, and they're talented now.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.